You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of news.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Mike McMurrin for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the home fort, the All Warrior Radio Network. Yeah, boom. Find me another network like that. Doesn't exist. Anyway, good morning to you. Big day. Big day. The president gives a State of the Union. I saw a story. on the Drudge Report where they, last week, they went and they interviewed people and asked them what they thought of the President's State of the Union message. What did you think of Donald Trump's State of the Union address? Even though it hadn't been given yet, right? I hated it. It was awful. You know, I don't know. You know, the guys, you know, it's hilarious. Okay. Absolutely hilarious. So anyway, president will be on center stage, as he, you know, as he is everywhere. I don't know that Barack Obama was pretty popular, but I don't know if he sucked the air out of a room the way Donald Trump does. I mean, I don't care where he goes. You know, he went to Davos. What was the story of Davos? Donald Trump. He's the story. So pretty interesting. Phenomenon, wherever he is. And you know, the other thing, New York Times wrote, it was the Wall Street Journal that wrote an interesting piece. When you hear Make America Great Again, you just heard it bounce off the, you know, and hit in Iran. The Iranian people crying for economic opportunity, right? And some control of their own destiny. And you're hearing this populist movement. That's what got Mr. Macron elected in France. It's what flexed its muscle for the Brexit. You're seeing it more and more, that this notion of this universal utopian world, you know, engineered by academics, led by liberals, maybe isn't the way of the future. Maybe at the end of the day, nations still have to answer the mail to the people that vote in their country. And the people that vote in the United States obviously saw something else. But it was kind of interesting to see people react to a speech that hasn't been given. So he'll be front and center. A couple things. So I'll read you a series of emails between me and my friends last night. So you can imagine how inflammatory that little piece of audio he's a high school teacher. He's a high school teacher, someplace in Southern California, in the greater Los Angeles area. And so one of my friends posts it, Napa Man posts it, and he says, "This will make your blood boil." Montana Man saw it, already boiled, moving on. Then Montana. So then we get into Let's Insult California. Which, you know, it's low-hanging fruit, right? So, whatever. So Montana Man then says, "Is California still a U.S. state? Was hoping we disown them by now." Then F-18 Man, he says, "I don't even have an ounce of care for people like this. Disgust me." So at this point, I see this thing's like, we're not going to waste our time on this idiot, right? So I'm thinking, well, what's the best way to right the ship? The best way to right the ship is to pour gasoline on it. So I text. He makes some good points. Montana Man, before I said that, he had sent, "They're teaching your kids." And then he says, "Who?" I said that teacher. He's a solid thinker. Napa Man, he's trying to lure us into a frenzy, chumming the water for dumb Uncle Louis like me who joined the Marine Corps. Come on, then, so I respond. Now I'm trying to right the ship, right? Come on, boys, he's an idiot. We have better things to discuss. And then I post a picture of Napa Man being promoted on the beach of San Clemente, which was an awesome day. And then there was the typical, let's find somebody to go to this guy's house and tip his smart car over right in front of him. Then we decided we were over it. So, and started talking about ice cream. So, yeah. Napa Man, truth be told, his favorite endeavor is eating. Yeah, he likes to eat. And then we saw, or at least I saw an article that said, well, I don't even want to talk about it. I won't even mention that. All right, let me tell you what we're going to do on the program today. I'll tell you what the other thing I'm very interested in seeing today, as the sun comes up, is I'm really interested to see if this on the premise that this 4 pages of I guess extractions from different reports or different communications that the House Intelligence Committee is endeavoring to have released. So they voted to release it. Now it goes to the president. The president has 5 days to review it, blah, 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 blah. So here's the deal. I'm extremely interested because it seems like there's a chance that we could simply be playing politics, yes? Yeah. If that's the case, I'll be very disappointed. Because, you know, one of the people that I've seen on TV that I've come to at least respect is Trey Gowdy. So, what we're, I think, going to get a sense of is, are Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes, who doesn't appear in public often, is Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes, are they just hacks, political hacks? And if that's the case, I'll be incredibly disappointed. If whatever comes out of that is just them being hacks, and then the Democrats say that they have stuff that they've extracted that they want to release too. So, I not knowing what's going to be in that stuff, but having watched some of the reactions that people have gone on camera and said, this is more reminiscent of the KGB. This is absolutely astounding. Every American should see this. Heads should roll at the FBI and the Department of Justice for this. So, anyway, I'm very curious to see it. Is this just one more event in which we can't do our job for the American people? Or is one of the parties in this thing right? So I'm kind of curious. I'm kind of curious to see that. What I'm hoping, you know, being the optimist that I am and being the Boy Scout I am at heart and believing in my country, what I hope is that, you know, Devin Nunes, things I've seen him say in interviews, And Trey Gowdy, because it looks to me like for everything that I could see, he's a straight shooter. Talks about evidence, believes in the FBI, blah 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 blah. But when Gowdy in particular says this is bad, that got my attention anyway. So this is referendum on Trey Gowdy. Referendum on the Republicans involved in this. Can they be trusted? Or are they simply party hacks? And are they doing what the Democrats accuse them of, which is simply parsing the information so it looks good, so it takes the heat off the president while he's being investigated by the FBI? special counsel, Robert Mueller. So I'm curious to see that. So, now, what we're going to do, my dog's already barking. So, he's going to have to get his ass beat. Joe! There you go. We'll see if that works. Yeah, Joe. He likes to bark during the program. I don't know why. He's been counseled repeatedly. He's a smart animal. He's just a little slow on the uptake. So anyway, Jerry Joes, he's the president of the 1st Marine Division Association. He's a Vietnam veteran. Hey, shut up, okay? I'm trying to do a radio program here. All right, do you need me to beat your ass? I hope not. All right. Because I know you're capable of learning. Just quit disrupting the program. All right. So Jerry Joseph is the president of the 1st Marine Division Association. He's a veteran of Vietnam. He's a double amputee above the knee. He's a infantryman with the 3rd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, and lost his legs to an 81-millimeter mortar that was booby-trapped with a tripwire. And so while he was walking point. So you're going to hear from him. Big week for the 1st Marine Division Association. Starting today, there's events at Camp Pendleton that lead up to the anniversary, the 77th anniversary is being celebrated of the founding of the 1st Marine Division. Yeah. So as a proud member of the Blue Diamond, all 3 regiments. Boom. That's right. That's called the trifecta. That's right, and deployed to combat with 2 of the 3. That's called the 2/3 of the golden trifecta. That's right. Yeah, the blue diamond, baby. And then they'll rededicate the colors on Friday, which I hope to attend. So you'll hear from him about the 1st Marine Division Association. And before somebody sends me, hey, why don't you have the 2nd Marine or 3rd Marine Division Association, I've communicated with all of them, and I've yet to hear back from them. So if you know anybody in those associations, I'd love to have them on, talk about the work that they do, whatnot. Yeah. So let me know. So you'll hear from Jerry Jones. He is a pretty amazing guy, too, as a matter of fact. He and his twin brother both wounded in Vietnam, weeks apart. And he's got an incredible attitude, Elizabeth Smart-esque attitude, in terms of life and his outlook on life and overcoming stuff like that and whatnot. So you'll hear from him this morning. Fired up for that. And we'll check some news headlines, which we didn't get a chance to do yesterday. So, yeah. And the president, he going to speak tonight. So we'll see. Maybe we'll have to do some political analysis tomorrow. Maybe not. All right. Anyway, good morning to you. The band makes it official. Good morning. those of you that follow All Marine Radio, the videotape of General Tony Zinni's PME, which is awesome. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. You can watch it in segments. There's four of them. Or you can watch the whole 3.5 hours at one time. In any case, it's hilarious, in addition to being great, the best PME I ever attended in my life. So, and I've attended some good ones. But his is the best. It's on our YouTube channel. I should probably have a link to that on the website, don't you think? Probably. All right, I'll take care of that momentarily. Okay, so, anywho, the since I put that up, yeah, All Marine Radio YouTube page subscribers gone through the roof. We don't need the national anthem twice. All right, this dedicated to the 1st Marine Division Association that will be at Camp Pendleton all week celebrating the 77th anniversary of the founding of the division. So, welcome to Southern California, boys. Try to keep it between the white lines.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Yeah, for all the jackasses in Congress who could watch 19-year-old Lance Corporals and Specialists go off and fight their wars and then not do their job to support them, you guys make us vomit, okay? Do your duty. Do your job. Do your job. Pass a budget. What a bunch of idiots. What an absolute bunch of idiots. Anyway, thought I'd get that off my chest. Currently cloudy and 33 degrees in Quantico. It is cloudy and 39 degrees at Camp Lejeune, Granbury, Texas. Mostly cloudy and 40. Big Timber, Montana. Got warm weather up in Montana. Clouds and 50 already. 29 Palms. Mostly cloudy, 52. Pendleton, mostly cloudy, 51. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 58. Margin, dark, cloudy, and 50 at the home of All Marine Radio. It is 58 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. That's called morning clouds out here. Look at Price. 79 beautiful degrees. Winds are calm. Winds are calm. Couple of emails. Mac, were I that guy, I would worry for my safety. The last thing he needs is his identity out there. And liquored up veterans looking for him. Here's another one. That guy is an idiot. He isn't worth the breath to talk about. Here's what I think ought to happen. I think the Department of Defense ought to extend an invitation to him. Yeah. Hey, we'd really like you to come back and meet the people that form the United States military. Okay? We'll host you, all expenses on us. That's right. You know where that's headed. For the public apology. Hey, I would like to take the time to apologize for the things that I said. I've met a lot of members of the Department of Defense who treated me with incredible respect after the disrespectful things that I've said about them. I found out that they are bright. They're everything that I did not know, everything that I said they weren't. They are more than that. And so I want to take this time and apologize for the crass, ignorant things that I said. And I will go to my grave regretting that I made those statements. And to every veteran out there that I offended, I just hope that you'll accept the personal apology. Yeah, that's what we're looking for, baby. So extend the invitation. And what needs to happen is, the Secretary of Defense needs to go make a call. Yeah. The Secretary of Defense is out here. He'd like a word with you. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. But, again, look, it's the curse of social media, man. Every idiot in the world gets a platform. And then, who gets on TV? The craziest and stupidest people. Why? Because we'll talk about it. And I guess we're doing it. So, anyway, although that one did hit a nerve. What? Anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll check news headlines here on a Tuesday morning. In about 35 minutes, Jerry Joe's going to join us. He is the president of the 1st Marine Division Association that celebrates, out here celebrating their 77th anniversary of the Blue Diamond. So, cool stuff going on. And that will culminate, as I said, Friday. They will rededicate. I think that's what the ceremony is called, the rededication of the battle colors. Pretty cool stuff. And the division will roll out its pageantry, which is always cool. And then, in that evening, they'll have a banquet, a big banquet, and when cool stuff happens. So, welcome to Southern California, boys and girls. More Ball Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around, round, round.
The Beach Boys.
I got a brand new place where the kids are hip.
Oh, Mac, more Kid Rock. Oh, please. Please, man. The dude can't even sing. The 7:31 on the Tuesday. All right, we'll check news headlines. I'm trying to track down my old platoon sergeant. Best platoon sergeant I ever saw in my life. Tony Jarrett. I'm trying to get him to come on and talk what it is to be a platoon sergeant. Trying to do stuff, move it around a little bit, stuff that the young NCOs might be interested in. And so Jarrett, man, his old brother was in the Marine Corps. His dad was a Marine. Man, he knew. So I get to Charlie 15, the platoon sergeant, and he's trying to get his high school degree, so he's not around. And so Jarrett is not the senior sergeant, but he's by far the best. Wasn't even close. And so I probably already told the story on the program, but I wanted Jarrett to be the platoon sergeant. So I get into this row about what people are telling me about what people are telling me about I'm getting dogged about singing Beach Boys. You know, it's the best part about having your own program. You can sing. You know what I mean? Yeah, you choose the music and you get, right? And you get to sing it if you care to because it's your program.
Wow! I feel good.
Yeah! I'm not going to sing that. I'd be an insult to Little Richard and an insult to music everywhere. So anyway, Jarrett, he's a straight up carnivore. Okay. He's not even an omnivore. He is a meat eater as a sergeant. Okay. And so I go see the battalion sergeant major who was this old Italian guy named, I think his name is John Saccomano, if I recall. He was a veteran of the Korean War and he didn't even speak English. I mean, he spoke English, but you couldn't understand anything that he said. He kind of mumbled. But he was gigantic. I swear to God, he was like 6'7". He looked like that guy in the James Bond movie with the silver teeth, that guy. Except, you know, he's a decent-looking guy. He wasn't deformed or anything. He was just one of those guys. He's just this monstrosity. You could imagine him as a Lance Corporal, right? He's like all of Weapons Platoon. He's carrying all 6 base plates, all 6 tubes, all 6 bipods. He's the mortar section. Where's Saccomano? Up! Rounds start flying down. And he's carrying all the ammunition, too. So anyway, I go to see him. He used to call the battalion to attention, you know, when we'd have battalion formations. And it would sound like this. And everybody knew what he was saying, right? So everybody snapped. And he could hump too. He was like one of those guys. He's a humping machine. So anyway, I go to see him and knock on his hatch. Hey, Sergeant Major, can I get a minute? Second Lieutenant McNamara. Hey, Lieutenant, what's going on? Come on in. Sure. I sit down. It didn't really sound like that, but it's kind of what he said. He said, how can I help you? And I said, I've got a question about seniority. And he kind of smiled. And I said, the best my platoon sergeant's gone. The best platoon guy who, best sergeant, it's not even close in terms of seniority. He's not senior. He's number 2 on the list, but he's head and shoulders above the other guy. And I'm getting told that the other guy's got to get a chance. And he looked at me. He said, you owe your platoon the best leadership you can provide them. If it's close, the senior guy should get a chance. If it's not close, then you owe them the best leadership. And I remember thinking, yes, got the sergeant major on my side. Nice. So anyway, I go and talk to my company commander, talk to the XO and the first sergeant, cover my 6. And so Jared's now the platoon commander. He used to run those guys like you cannot believe. You know what? You know how when you're a young, this is old course stuff. When you're young, the only thing you want is you want to be legitimately given one of those green platoon commander notebooks. In his case, platoon sergeant notebooks. That's all you salivate for that. And you don't want to get one on the down low. You want to be in on the buy, okay? When I can't even remember what's the name. Wherever they go to get those things? I never ever even went to that place. whatever, something mart? I can't remember. Yeah, but you know, to get your hands on one of those green notebooks, he'd roll in imitating his old man, I think. He had a cup of coffee in his hand, had that notebook under his shoulder, under his armpit, or he'd stuff it in his, and he'd tell his squad leaders, all right, MCI study time, all right, have your sheets out. And so, I mean, he knew how to do it. Every squad leader had a sheet. Who's doing what MCI? What lesson are they on? Right? And he said, get your asses moving. I'll be here. I'll be there in 5 minutes. And so off they go. But you know, it doesn't work anymore. And this is one of the problems in the Marine Corps now. Oh, it's called Serve Mart. That's what it is. I've never been to Serve Mart. You know what? Serve Mart's this mythical place. Sometimes they have stuff. Sometimes they don't. Never really understood Serve Mart. But anyway, that was the place where you got those green notebooks. Or they would be out. Sorry, sir, they're out. Damn it. All right. So anyway, Jarrett, though, he knew how to do this stuff. And the other thing he knew is if he wasn't there supervising, guess what wasn't going to happen? I'm going to beat his ass. Yeah, Joe needs a little character work today. So he knew this, because you know, right? Hey, squad leaders, MCI study time. Okay. What does that mean? They're going to go and they're going to bust their MCIs up, and they're going to shoot the shit. That's what they're going to do. They're going to be on their phones. Now, I mean, back in the day, we didn't have phones, but back in the day, they did have Nintendo, they did have Game Boys, they did have other things that they'd screw around with, and that's when I was a platoon commander. So there's always something. So if he's not hovering in the area someplace, guess what's happening? There isn't shit that's happening. And so Jared, he was a meat eater, man. He would go and, you know, all of a sudden, he'd come walking in, taking his blouse off. What's going on? Oh, going on a little moto run, sir. Wait a minute. PT's not till 1500. Oh, we'll PT again then. But, you know, you give instructions. People don't want to do what they're told. We can go do a little moto run. And he would take them and he would wear their shit out. And you know what? And then pretty soon, guess what happened? It was beautiful. They did what they got told. Because they had somebody supervising them. Somebody who held them accountable. So, anywho, I'm trying to get him to come back on. So I located him. Yeah, he's living in Pennsylvania. Tony Jarrett. Listen to this. I'm part of current ops with 5th Marine Regiment. 2006, we go back to Fallujah. Colonel Nicholson now. Lieutenant General Nicholson is the commanding officer. I told the story. He's going back to work in the same room that he got blown up in, which is kind of weird. At the CP, we relieve 8th Marine Regiment in Fallujah. So anyway, we go back there. I go walking in the COC, and who do you think's there? Sergeant Jarrett, now Master Gunnery Sergeant Tony Jarrett. And I look, and I see his ass. I'm like, holy shit. I haven't seen him since 1985, 86. And he looks, and I'm a goddamn major, right? He's like, Lieutenant Mac, what's up, sir? I'm like, what is up? He's standing there with his cup of coffee. And I'm like, not much changes. And just telling people what to do and screwing with everybody. But they were squared away. He was the ops chief for 8th Marines. And, yeah, he was the man. He was the man. And so, anyway, so I wanted him to come on and talk about how you do that stuff. So, anyway, all right. With all that said, we'll take a few headlines. Marine Corps Times first, then the early bird. As is our mode. Maybe we'll throw Stars and Stripes in there. Stars and Stripes are interesting. If you don't check the headlines, you missed some good stuff. So if you're looking for the Marine Corps scan, if you will, Marine Corps Times, normally the early bird is a regurgitation of Marine Corps Times, although there are days that you'll see things that aren't in Marine Corps Times. For instance, the Amtrak that hit the gas main at Pendleton, that was not in the Marine Corps Times that morning, and it was in the early bird. So, Stars and Stripes should be in your scan, as well as Task and Purpose has stuff. All right. Top headlines. President signs a bill paving way for a Vietnam gunnery sergeant. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, that it was approved by the Pentagon, forwarded to forwarded to the president. So the president has signed the bill paving the way for Gunnery Sergeant John Canley to receive the Medal of Honor. So that'll be exciting, as always. We've already talked. The Marine Corps wants a new field laser targeting system. We've talked about that. Headline. This viral video caught a California school teacher's ugly rant about military recruiters. Oh, he's talking about recruiters? I didn't know that. I thought he was talking about everybody in the military. Russian jet flies within 5 feet of a Navy plane over the Black Sea. Okay, just know this. The Russians are liars and they're idiots. I mean, I don't know if you've never seen the video. If you've never seen the video, there is video of I want to say it's a frigate sailing side by side against a Russian frigate, and just and they're smashing against each other. The Russians get literally drunk ass crazy and do stupid shit when you get into the Black Sea, and that's the stuff we know. A story that's been all over the media and the internet is the whole Fitbit thing. Yeah. Hey, fellas, turn that shit off, okay? Find a different way to count your calories, you fat asses. Sergeant Major John Wayne Troxell. Beards for troops? Top enlisted leader is no fan of facial hair. Come on, man. Beards? Where is that where is that kind of shit coming from? Pretty interesting story, and I'm gonna have to see if I can get this guy on the program, but a PhD student wants to prove it's possible to pursue a higher ed degree and be an enlisted Marine. Staff Sergeant Jose Flores working on his doctorate class after getting off the 10-hour convoy in Iraq. And it shows him sitting in Iraq in all his PPE, personal protective equipment. And he's got a laptop on his lap, and he's still geared up, and he's working on it. Come on, that's a stage. That's a stage program. I mean, staged picture. In 2012, I completed my bachelor's in psychology from Ashford University with a 3.8 GPA, graduating with a magna cum laude honors. I also worked on this degree while being deployed to the Middle East in 2010-2011, which is why I switched to an online degree plan. Following my bachelor's degree, I decided to shoot further and pursue a master's degree. This presented a daunting challenge as I volunteered to serve as a recruiter being stationed in New York. Despite this adversity, graduated with 4.0 in his master's program. What's his MOS? Simultaneously to doing that, I also earned the title of 2014 Marine Corps Recruiting Command Recruiter of the Year. Whoa. Currently, I'm deployed to the Middle East once again. While I pursue my doctorate of education in organizational leadership from Grand Canyon University, also funded by my GI Bill. Staff Sergeant, I mean Doctor, what do I call you? I am married with an 8-year-old daughter and an 8-month-old son. This guy's Superman. From late nights writing essays in the field when I was attached to the 10th Marine Regiment artillery units to walking the streets of New York or the deserts of Kuwait and Iraq, I refused to stop. He doesn't say what his MOS is. We're going to have to track him down. Let me tell you, PhD, on active duty, come on now. Nobody knows that. Nobody does that. Super Bowl flyer was going to have A-10s and P-51s. Yeah, in addition to maybe an F-16. War without the Internet is another headline. Commandant says Marines need to revive old-style comms. He also, this is kind of a summation of the last couple of weeks. Commandant says Marine Corps has too many airplanes. Commandant says Marines are in for a big-ass fight with North Korea, and it won't go according to plan. So, there's Marine Corps time. U.S. General to Turkey. We're not pulling back. Here we go. We talked about post-Syria. What do we do about the Kurds? What do we do about all the rest of us? General Bodel said the U.S. recognizes its NATO allies' concern, but won't abandon the coalition of Syrian democratic forces fighting ISIS on the world's behalf. Pretty interesting. Turkish forces continue their assault on the Afrin district of Syria. The head of U.S. Central Command on Monday urged Turkey and the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces to recognize each other's legitimate security concerns but focus on the common enemy, that is ISIS. So, again, keep your eye on that. That is a huge flashpoint. Number two headline, Australia to spend $3.1 billion to increase stake in global arms exports. Yeah, Australia wants some skin in the game. A lot of money being made by people exporting weapons. VA resumes online applications for new ID cards. Veterans can again submit online applications for new identification cards through the Department of Veterans Affairs website after the system was taken down in December following rollout problems. Wow, submit a picture, submit your scan your other stuff, and hopefully you get an ID card in the mail. That'd be cool. Not have to worry about the hassle of going to those places and the camera's broken and all the rest of that nonsense. Number four, military members among prominent White House guests for the State of the Union. Let's see. This is always the president's guests for the State of the Union that he normally singles out. All right. President Trump's guests for the State of the Union address will include an Army staff sergeant who helped save a fellow soldier's life during a mission in Syria and a Marine Corps corporal who became the first blind double amputee to reenlist. Holy shit. In 2010, the 23-year-old Bradford reenlisted in the Marine Corps despite losing both legs and his eyesight in an IED attack in Iraq 3 years earlier, so in 2007. At the time, he told military officials that he wanted to stay on duty to work with other wounded troops to help them overcome their injuries. I want to be a Marine. I don't want to get out yet. Other guests from the Coast Guard, Ashley Leppert, who helped rescue dozens of Americans during last summer's hurricane season Preston Sharp, who helped organize a charity to place more than 40,000 American flags and red carnations on soldiers' graves. So, State of the Union, Parade of Veterans. Russian jet flies within 5 feet of a Navy plane over the Black Sea. See, here's the thing. He's not meaning to fly within 5 feet, okay? That's not what he's trying to do. This is my boy Zulowitz, who you heard a week or so ago. One Russian SU-27 came within 5 feet of an EP-3 Ares before crossing through the U.S. aircraft's flight path, forcing it to fly through the SU-27's flight wash, according to a statement from U.S. Naval Forces in Europe. Now, for those of you who remember, this movie, this is what got Maverick in trouble. Yeah, that dreaded flight wash. Yeah, got Maverick and Goose, man. Actually, that's what Goose's cause of death. flight wash. And then hit his head on the canopy as they ejected. Yeah. Goose. Remember, it was a movie. It was a movie. Everybody relaxed. It was just a movie. Okay, I know people made life decisions based on that movie. Okay, but most of them have never played volleyball in their lives, okay? The other thing is, when you play volleyball in the sand, really hard to keep your sunglasses on, okay? It's possible, but not when they made the movie. Those sunglasses, they'd have flopped out, and they'd have got stepped on. Anyway, so that going on, early bird, other Marine stories. President said the nation's not going to talk to the Taliban. We'll see how that long. Again, I think the plan is to try to split the Taliban, to punish them, right? To identify them and annihilate them, as ISIS was annihilated, and then to split the moderate Taliban from the. From the militant to Taliban, and negotiate with the moderates, and then continue to fight the militants. So, I mean, I think that's pretty apparent. That's the strategy. So we'll see if it works. North Korea has decided to scale back their spring military exercises. You know, again, the charm offensive from the North Koreans. So it's good to see that you still have guys like the Commandant rolling around talking about war with Korea, keeping that in the headlines, right? Keeping everybody focused on the real task, get ready to go to war with North Korea. You know, this is a couple of stories about the Marine Corps. Marine Corps wants Reaper drone to provide overwatch and helmet. We've gone round and round in the Marine Corps. While we want some amphibious... can launch it from the back of a flight deck, but does what the M9 does, the MQ9. You know, we've wasted so many hours of our own fixed-wing assets over targets that easily could have been serviced if we had more drones. As a new rotation of Marines begins advisory work in the Taliban hotbed of the Helmand province, Afghanistan, service leaders are working to get them better dedicated eyes in the sky to locate and eliminate enemy fighters. Naval Air Systems Command is moving forward with plans to release an MQ-9 Reaper drone from General Atomics Aeronautics Systems for up to 12 months to support... You think? I just don't. I don't get it. You need shooters in the sky. If you're going to put Marines out there, if you're going to put soldiers out there, if you're going to put advisors out there, you better have assets that can bail their shit out. And they better be up, and they better be up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on. It's stupid. Anyway. All right. So that discussion's going on. And then the CO and the staff of Wounded Warrior Battalion removed over a fundraising probe. Yeah, how about this? Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Rudka, during a change of command ceremony aboard Camp Lejeune, the commanding officer of Marine Corps Wounded Warrior Battalion East, has been relieved from command. And two civilian staff have been placed on administrative leave after an investigation into alleged improprieties around a donation fund set up by the unit. Lieutenant Colonel Chris Ruda was removed from his post yesterday by Wounded Warrior Regiment Commanding Officer Larry Miller due to a loss of trust and confidence stemming from a command investigation. Wounded Warrior East was established, blah, blah, blah. The investigation centered on a fund that had been established early in the unit's history in order to accommodate donations, especially earmarked for the battalion. Both men said that they operated within the guidance of their command and had never been informed of a problem with the funds used before the investigation began. Called the Marine Corps Community Services Donation Fund, the pot of money was created in order to buy equipment for the battalion's Warrior Athlete Reconditioning Program, which funds had not otherwise been allocated for. Formally, donations for Marine Corps units would be deposited into the Department of Navy Green Gift Fund, but donors who wanted to contribute to Wounded Warrior Battalion East specifically would sometimes ask for their money to be put in a Marine Corps combat the MCCCS donation fund for direct use by the unit. From my understanding, we got approval from the regiment that we could have an account that would serve our recovering service members and their families, Poole said. There's nothing in my 4 years at the office that has not been recorded on some type of report, and I don't do anything unless the command approves it. According to the investigation, the donation fund contained about $30,000 at its highest point. It was used for WAR program equipment as well as unit functions, including parties and family readiness events. The fund was closed about a year ago after a lawyer attached to the unit started asking questions about its propriety, according to accounts. Around then, a command investigation in the matter was launched. And then a couple headlines from Stars and Stripes, and then we'll hear from Jerry Joes, the president of 1st Marine Division Association. 50 years ago, the United States Embassy in Saigon was attacked. Japan's third air wing welcomes first 10 F-35 Alpha stealth fighters. Yeah, how about that? All right, and then a couple of headlines from the task and purpose. Anyway, this Marine was deported to Mexico for 15 years. Now he's attending Trump's State of the Union address. Let me guess. He's going to be the guest of somebody that's Democratic. Marco Chavez defies easy description. He's the son of Mexican immigrants, grew up in the United States, served honorably in the Marine Corps. Undocumented, he was deported after serving a prison term for animal cruelty. And in December, 15 years after his deportation, Chavez was able to return home to the United States after California Governor Jerry Brown pardoned him in an immigration and an immigration judge ruled to restore his U.S. residency. Chavez will be the guest on Tuesday evening of Representative Nanette Diaz-Berrigan, Democrat, California, a freshman lawmaker who advocates for minorities in her district. Berrigan is also the child of Mexican immigrants. So another Marine going to attend. Had a feeling that would be somebody from the Democratic side of the ticket. The also headline story we'll ask the gunner about. The Army's brand new handgun already has some major problems. Mike's not a fan. And that's a look at the news. We'll take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear from Jerry Joes. He is the president of Marine Corps, 1st Marine Division Association. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOC community should be aware of.
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.